to the news for this Monday broadcast on Winston Wright. Human rights activists are expressing alarm at what is being called the new Haitian Prime Minister's unholy alliance with rebels who helped force out of office President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Over the weekend, Prime Minister Gérard Lafortue visited rebels in the northwest city of Gonaïves, where the armed revolt against Aristide began on February 5, and praised them as, in his words, freedom fighters. The New York-based National Coalition for Haitian Rights condemned the statement. The rebels who swept through northern Haiti before Aristide's ouster included former soldiers, drug-running street gangs, and one-time death squad leaders, some convicted of human rights abuses. No attempt has been made to bring them to justice, and prospects of that dimmed considerably when Lafortue thanked them for fighting what he called the dictator Aristide. Human Rights Watch charged Monday that the rebels are illegally holding captive Aristide associates and politicians from his Lavalas family organization, while others are in hiding or have been killed. Alex Dupuy, author of a book on Haiti's struggle for democracy called Haiti in the New World Order, said the veil has been removed. Dupuy said that what he sees happening is the return to the unfinished agenda of 1991, in reference to Aristide's first overthrow by a military that subsequently established a reign of terror. El Salvador's Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front conceded defeat in Sunday's election to the right-wing Nationalist Republican Alliance, known by its acronym ARENA, while denouncing what it termed the Cold War fear tactics their U.S.-backed opponents had used throughout the election campaign. The FMLN charged that part of ARENA's campaign of fear included threats that all remittances from Salvadorans in the United States would be frozen in the event of a leftist victory. These money transfers are the second largest source of income for the Central American nation. Speaking to thousands of his supporters, FMLN candidate Shafiq Handal recognized his opponent's victory but refused to congratulate the ARENA candidate, calling his victory an attack on democracy. In a message to ARENA, the coordinator general of the FMLN, Leonel Gonzalez, reminded the president-elect and his party that the Farabundo Martí National Liberation Front holds 31 of the 84 seats in the Legislative Assembly and would never vote in favor of a free trade agreement with the United States. The fight will go on, Gonzalez warned, pledging opposition to neoliberal policies of privatization. Leading up to Sunday's race, U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich had urged the Bush administration to not interfere in the elections after White House officials made strong statements against the FMLN. A week before the voting, White House Special Assistant Otto Reich had stated that he was worried about the impact the leftist win could have on the country's economic, commercial, and migratory relations with the United States. In February, Assistant Secretary of State Roger Noriega told Salvadoran voters to consider what kind of relationship they want a new administration to have with the U.S. Kucinich said that what is going on in El Salvador is representative of a Latin American policy that is not about promoting healthy democracies, but instead focused on making Latin American nations bend to U.S. commercial interests. Those are Radio Anarchy's top stories for this Monday, March 22nd. Once again, RAC's headlines. Palestinians and Arabs throughout the Middle East react with fury over Israel's selective assassination of spiritual leader. And White House again on the defensive following charges that Bush administration ignored terrorism threats for months. From our studios in Havana, I'm Langston Wright.